Okay, I have hit record. Do you know the way to San Jose? That's my sound test, and I look good.
Ain't nobody dope as me. I am so fresh, so clean, fresh, so clean, clean.
That's terrible. That's good. That's clean. That's squeaky clean, Joe. That made me want to go take a shower, which I've already done 3 times today because I'm fastidious. What do you call it when a person is always clean all the time? Always smells like soap and shampoo. What do you call that? Well, what you call that is, I don't know. I don't know if there's a word for it. You know, sometimes you don't have to have words for things. Sometimes things just are the way they is, the way they be. And I be clean. And Joe be clean. And that's the name of our show today, Joe Be Clean. Just be clean. Just be clean on JBC. Could take a shower and just be clean. JBC.
So fresh and so clean, clean.
So fresh and so clean. If you're doing the Snoop Dogg impression, it's a darn good one.
That's Outkast.
Oh, well, okay.
Grandpa.
I'm pretty bad. There's going to be a bump because I'm going to move my microphone. All right, sorry about that. I'm going to do it again. Okay. Hey, how's it going, Joe Neal?
Pretty good.
Hey, you know
pretty,
what?
Pretty good.
What?
I stepped on your shit.
That's
continue.
Okay. I was going to say, if you ever meet a woman named Joan Eel, that would be hilarious.
I don't know if it would be hilarious, but it would be interesting.
I would laugh off parts of my body that I'm not going to mention because today's show is all about the clean. It's all about the clean.
Today's show is about God because godliness is cleanliness.
That's right. Godliness and cleanliness are like neighbors. They borrow coffee or sugar for each other's. I didn't sleep yesterday for some reason, so it's already off to a... And what everyone who listens to this podcast doesn't know, because it's not live, is that it took me half an hour to figure out the settings on this fine young tool.
And you said tool. That's good.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. The challenge of not saying dirty things, curse words, overly sexual statements.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one for me. I think you'll do fine. And in the interest of comedy, I'd like to bring on two women that will not be able to stop cursing and will have to fix it in post.
Oh they're welcome to
if
come
that's
on.
That's okay. If
absolutely
okay
welcome
you,
for them.
I'm here to surprise you.
It's no, I'd love
Ooh,
it.
Jason.
I love it, but and they can curse all they want. I'm going to be cleaned. I don't know that I'll be doing any post fixing.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that. Come on.
If you want to, it's all...
No, maybe they just won't curse. We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There is a special challenge, a kind of... you got to get creative when you want to, you know, say things. Like I said, to the audience, I'm going to tell you that Joe was like, I don't want to do the show tonight. I'm tired. And I was like, dude, I'm tired too. Let's do it tomorrow. And then we decided to do it tonight. Okay, that's fine. But we're tired, and it's hard not to curse when you're tired. Then, even though we wanted to start early, it took me like... an hour to figure my stuff out because Windows is a piece of soap that gets in your eye and makes you cry. And so there's even more reason to curse right now. Even more. I mean, maybe it's a good thing we're doing a clean episode, Joe, Neal, because if we weren't, it would have been nothing but cursing for the last 3 minutes and 48 seconds.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were having so many problems. I was like, consarn it.
You did. You said consarn it.
So, I think, if you don't mind, let's start with bringing in Pauline and see if she can stop from cursing.
I make no guarantees.
That's okay.
I will try my best.
Do we want to do the intro music, or is she just going to jump right in?
What's her intro music? I forgot.
We don't need the intro music.
No, we don't need it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my wife, Pauline. Say hi, Pauline.
Hello.
I don't, what's her intro music?
It's not necessary.
It's like that Simpsons song. I think it's good.
I do want to say that, you know, on the heels of the God Sarnet, you know, he was jumping around like Yosemite Sam, you know, stomping his heels in the ground and all of that. So
she was watching me deal with the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I think I did all right.
I know you did. You were great. You were wonderful. You were like an anchor. No, wait, the opposite of an anchor. You were the wind beneath my wings. No, I was the wind. No, wait.
Wow. You were... That's dry sand. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I would like to be that support.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm jumping in with surprise guests, which might be disturbing for you, but now I think it's too late, man.
Sorry.
No. Yeah.
I like it. No, so really, seriously, and completely true for all eternity, if ever you want to bring on Pauline and I say I don't think so, then I have dementia and I must be put away. Shoot me in the face.
Well, because we're sharing the mic, I'm going to make the noise that usually means I'm leaving, so don't be alarmed, anyone. Ian, here we go. Okay, there we go. So let's go ahead and bring in one of your personal favorites and certainly my wife's favorite.
Oh, yes.
The other co-host of the upcoming podcast, Quietly Judging You.
Yeah?
We need to call Shagoya.
Okay, that one I have pre-recorded. Oh, we're going to call her.
We got to call her, though, right? That's how this works.
I didn't know. I thought you were in the house.
Technical things.
You want me to call? Okay, so you know I was having difficulties before. All right, I'm going to press a button here. If I hang up on you, I'll call you back.
I sprung this on you. I get
it.
It's
okay.
Walk us through it.
It's all good.
It's okay. Traditional.
In the neighborhood.
I just have nothing to do with this decision making here.
All right. Here she is. We're going to say, invite more people. Now, that was April 13th.
My wife looks concerned. I'm like, look, if you listen to the show ever, then you'd know that we do this shit all the time. No problem.
All the time. All the time.
Like Jason was on his toes, you know?
How do you...
You know, this is our 68th episode, and I figure I can really try to put him back on his heels. Not on his toes, back on his heels, like he's going to fall over backwards.
Poor Jason.
No, yeah. It's all good. This is the way I live.
Did I just curse there?
Nope.
No. I don't even know.
No.
Wow, okay. I
think we need to start like a little piggy bank or something in the corner here.
Yeah, that would be good.
A dollar per curse word or a quarter, or where are we at?
Now, I told Pauline, please don't curse on purpose so in post I have to beep everybody out, because I think that will be funny. But no. Like, we really need to take this challenge seriously and not curse.
Yeah.
And Shags understands that challenge too, and I'm wondering if she can live up to it. I'm wondering if any of us can. Jason, I have the most faith in you.
Well, that's awful nice of you.
Coming in a close second is my wife Pauline, then me, then Shags. I have very little faith in Shags.
I want to say I am a, you know,
ardent,
consummate
cusser.
Professional here. Well, thanks, Ben. Thanks. You know, but I did have a good 8 interviews today at my job.
The slaughterhouse. She's a manager at the slaughterhouse.
8 interviews in a row, and my supervisor, who invited me to these interviews, said, "I don't know if I want you involved in this, Laura, because I'm concerned that you won't be able to control the bombs."
Yeah,
which is kind of disturbing.
Why does she call you by your husband's mistress's name? That's weird.
I know, right?
Look, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
She just cursed.
Oh.
She just did it. So, Jason, that's the first curse word.
I didn't hear it.
Like a dollar, a quarter?
No. What we're going to do is, Jason, because of that, you're going to send me the audio. You'll realize later, Jason,
yeah,
that I've gotten really good at bleeping stuff. I'll be able to do it very quickly.
Okay. Well,
by the end of the show, you'll understand why.
Do you want to do 8? It's at 8 minutes and 40-something seconds. I don't know how to add people to calls anymore. I used to know, but...
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, I almost hung up on you. Are you still there?
No. I'm still here.
How do I... Okay, did you call me or did I call you?
Oh, is that the problem?
Maybe you have to call the Shagginator.
All right, I'm calling her.
All right, we're making this happen.
All right. Pressure's off me.
I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. This is a surprise, and we're going to handle this stuff.
No, don't ever apologize.
We've dealt with more complicated stuff than this.
If you ever apologize again, I will physically kill you.
Okay.
I will.
I'm actually impressed that we're this far into it, and, you know, I'm the only one who's, you know, had a curse word so far. That's pretty good.
Trying to call Shags. I'm trying to call Shags here.
Well, on one of the first episodes, Joe and I were talking about cursing, and yeah. I mentioned that when I met the two of you together, I was just so heartily pleased by how much you guys curse. It was incredible.
That's not a good thing.
No, it just made me.
I know what
you
do.
I'm happy to hear that because that means you accept us for who we really are.
Yes.
But that's not a good thing.
And what you expressed to me is that we're able to curse a lot without kind of sacrificing some level of eloquence, which is nice.
That's exactly.
Pauline, who now I'm just going to call Laura, okay? It's over now. It's Laura. Yeah, Laura. It's Laura. Done. Laura. My wife's name is Laura. It's all been just like the rest of the show, the entire time, 68 episodes. But hey, what you should do is hang
minute
up 10, on us.
35 seconds is when you said BS. I'm going to hang up on you. Is that what's going on?
I said the S word?
Yeah, you said it's all BS and it slipped through. Oh. So is that, was like 10, 30 something.
Wow, this is not going, yeah. It's not going well.
No, it's
not. Do you want to start over from the beginning?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think so. Now listen, hang up on us, call us back, and then call Shags. And
is that how it's going to work? Okay.
I think that's the only way it's going to work because I can't call Shags.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I'm going
to
click.
We'll talk to you in a second.
Okay, it's just me now, and everybody can hear the ring. Calling Shags and Joe. Hello?
Hello?
And we're back.
All right.
Hi.
No, it happened.
Yeah, it did.
It worked. And not only did it work, I pressed one button. I didn't add anybody to a call. I just called the two of you at the same time.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Technology.
Shags, you'll like this. This is supposed to be the clean episode.
I ruined it.
Well, right away.
Ruined it.
I was warned.
Laura
I was
cursed,
warned.
And then I cursed without realizing it too. But this is the thing. Jason's going to timestamp those. I'm going to bleep those out. It's still going to be a clean episode, but everybody stick to it. Mm-hmm. We're not cursing.
And when you say it's a clean episode, let's be clear. So far, pretty much the main thing we've talked about is cursing. And if the show is going to be clean, well, we've been meta clean, but are we going to talk about things and just not curse? Or are we going to talk about how much we curse without cursing? What's our plan?
I know.
Okay.
No, let's change the subject.
Okay.
It's an epidemic.
It is.
Right back in it.
Yeah.
We're right back in it.
So,
won't last more than 5 minutes, but okay.
Well, we'll just clock it. I was going to suggest, Joe, that our 70th episode be a pimp the QJY podcast show. But if
you
want to
do
that.
That's the 70th. So
yeah.
Today is the 68th.
Yes.
Funny, the 69th is going to be the opposite of the clean episode
because
it's a juvenile joke.
That's kind of why we're doing that.
But then the 70th, I think that's a really good idea. We'll focus on pimping QJU. Judging you episode or the show.
By then, I hope to have listened to an episode. I still have not been given access.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
go ahead, Laura. Pulled. Take that one.
It's been pulled.
Okay. Understood.
We're trying to do the best we can. And, you know, we just don't want to disappoint you guys.
I mean, look at
who we're looking up to here.
Yeah.
Well, I did clip my nose hairs today, so if you are looking up to me, hopefully the view is better than it was before. Clean.
For you, sir. Is it a tweezing process? Or are you more of like a grinder? Like what's
a waxer?
Grinder.
There we go. There we go.
There we go. Wait a minute. Do people wax their nose hairs?
Noise.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it happens the same way, you know. Suicide and murder happen, but I mean, do people do it on purpose? Is there like a place you can go? Is like, hi, I'd like to get my nose waxed.
Yeah, well, yeah,
absolutely.
You just get waxed, put it on the stick, and put it on the tip of that stick, and
just the tip.
Yeah,
you root around in there.
Some people actually prefer it.
Prefer it.
Yeah,
look it up.
More time without hair. Apparently.
No, I understand the appeal of being hairless.
The swift movement is what I'm referring to.
Oh, I see.
The swift movement and removal of the cavity. Whatever.
The cavity? Wait a minute.
Whatever it is.
Are we talking about teeth cleaning?
To me, it's a cavity because I'm Middle Eastern and everything on my body is like a fucking up. Oh, I did it.
There you go.
Damn.
Minute 15. Okay. There you go. And a couple seconds.
So you are time stamping these, right? So I can easily leave these. I'm gonna come up with different sound effects, so it's a little bit, you know, interesting.
I'm not writing them down. I'm just saying the number out loud, and since no one else is writing it down, it's kind of pointless. Yeah,
that is the timestamp. That's good.
You know, we were trying to determine if it was like a quarter or a dollar. Like there needs to be some sort of tally here.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
someone's buying someone brunch.
I think it's
the swear jar.
Yeah,
I think
it goes to some like, you know, amazing foundation of non-swearing children.
To heck with that.
Well, hair. To switch. I just said hair.
Hair, I heard it.
I guess that's a good segue. Well, what I'm saying is, yeah, all we've talked about is not cursing, and then we cursed three times total so far. Yeah. Thank you, Shags. Thank you, Laura.
Sorry.
It's okay. Look, I did it too, and I didn't even realize it. So I'd like to talk about clean.
Yeah.
Not the not cursing clean, but how people deal with cleaning their homes or cleaning themselves.
Because that's going to be a really stimulating conversation.
Well, thanks, Jason.
No. Hey, whoa. Hold your roll there, Slick. You said cleaning yourself. And then I said that's going to be stimulating, which was an innuendo.
Because
this is the clean show. Does damn it count?
Give me 100 more episodes and I'll catch a joke like
that's
that.
Okay.
I'll
swiftly.
Yeah.
That's the second time somebody's used the word swiftly, and each time you guys have said swiftly, it's reminded me of Swiffer, which is a thing you use to mop your floor clean. I don't know.
Is it something that one uses, or is it something that you use, Jason?
I have a Swiffer.
Do you Swiffer, Jason?
How often do I Swiffer?
Yeah.
about two or three times a week. Now, my wife and kid are out of town this weekend, so I'll probably Swiffer twice. Well, I've done twice today. I'll do two more tomorrow. And depending on how much I get to eat tomorrow night, I might a couple more times on Sunday. Because Swiffering is hard work, yeah.
Swish, swish, bish.
That's right.
Well, I find if a male is at home alone and on the internet, he might Swiffer twice in a row.
If
he has enough tissues and lotion.
Yeah, well, you got to be very clean when you're trying to be clean with the Swiffering.
You got to clean it up. Got to clean it up. That's what the tissues are for.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
Hey-o! No, but do you guys... I'm going to go ahead and admit that I am a lazy, good-for-nothing son of a beep. And I don't clean my own house. We have people come in and do it every once in a while. And the thing I like about it the most is the way it smells in the house when they're done. It smells clean. That's, to me, the best part of
clean. Was it that new car smell?
Well, we have recently not become homeless. We've recently stopped being homeless, so now we don't have the cleaners clean our car where we used to live. We have them clean our house.
Well, and Jason has the hookup because he owns and runs and works at a car washing business.
That's true.
Networking there. Look, when you live in your car like Jason did for many decades, you can get someone to clean your car, no problem.
It was a tax write-off.
Because he's been working in this industry for a long time. Did I get that wrong, Jason?
No, you did not. You got that completely 100% right. If this is going on your record is still clean. You still got a clean record. You got that right. I'm going to do this all night, folks. I had 2 hours sleep last night because my wife and kid are out of town, so I stayed up all night playing video games because I am a responsible, mature adult.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jason, what else are you – like living La Vida Loca? Like what does one do when they are by themselves?
Yeah, so –
like how – like what's life like?
Here's what I did yesterday.
Jason is
– I heard that.
Jason is not living La Vida Loca. He's living Basura Blanca.
I am. I'm living La – Lavar Los Manos. So yesterday I drove my car far away from my house, and then I rented a car to drive home, and then I ran back to my car, and then I drove home because I like running one way and not running out and back, and it was all downhill run. So that was self-indulgent task number one. Nice. Today, video game. the whole day. I'm exhausted.
Muy bueno.
Tomorrow is the big day. Tomorrow I'm going to walk from bar to bar over the course of about 23, 24 miles. It's my favorite thing to do in the world. Sunday I will probably not get up at all because I will be sore from tomorrow. No, not at all. I'll be too sore from being drunk and walking in the sun. And then on Monday, I will clean the house because that's what I told my wife I would do every day that she was gone. So,
can you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
On that second day, when you're doing your most favorite thing.
Yeah.
Can you please interview three people, just one, two, three, on your journey and ask them how they're doing today?
Yeah, I will. I'll do that.
And report back to me because I'm really curious to see who you're going to meet on this journey because I want to know.
I would like to know as well. I think that's a good little quest there.
Well, I did this last year. Sorry to interrupt you there, Joe. Last year's sortie was about half of this length, but I'm going to go to Chuck's Hop Shop.
He's pointing at his penis right now.
I am. I'm going to go to Chuck's Hop Shop. I'm going to go to the Fremont Brewery. I'm going to go over to Tornado and then up to Hellbent. That's the name of it, so I'm allowed to say it. And then the Ridge, the Raven on Ridge or something like that. And then home. So I will interview people everywhere.
Well, you know, my brain is podcast centric.
Yes. Whew.
That's a real word now.
It is.
Jason has taught me when I make up a new word, clearly it's a real word.
It is.
All words were made up. So when I make one up, boom.
Boom.
Real. So,
bada bing.
Well, what I'm saying is when you interview these people, and I thought this is where Shags was coming from, if you're interviewing those people, can you record it? I mean, we have the technology.
Yep, we do.
Unless you have a flip phone or
– I mean –
Come on.
There
you
might
can do
be.
It, right? You can do the walk. And what'll be really funny is that you will be drunker and drunker.
Yeah.
Or more drunk and more drunk, whichever is grammatically correct. And then you will record this stuff and we'll hear your voice kind of change and your demeanor change a little bit. But we'll also hear the people that you run into. And I think you'll be very polite at the beginning. And then by the end, it'll get a little edgy.
Yeah.
It just might.
Just a little bit.
It'll start with, like, hello, kind sir. And it'll end with, hey, beep wad.
Yep.
How you beeping feeling right now?
How you doing?
I want to know, are these all people you know that you're meeting up with? Or are these all going to be strangers?
Oh, that's a good question.
These will be strangers.
Yeah.
Nope, this is me. I'm going solo. Now, the people who work at Tornado.
Going
stop.
Hand solo?
I am. I'm going hand solo.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The people.
Episode 64? 68.
Jack said no. I wouldn't expect it to. This is number 68.
68.
But, this is 68.
Okay. Yeah, this is 68 right
now. No, I said episode 64. Was that the episode that hand solo was?
Oh, my God.
That's what I meant.
He's chastising her.
F me in the B.
Yeah.
Right.
With a big old D.
Right. But I don't know if I'm right either, so I could be wrong.
I think you're right. But anyway, we digress just a little bit. So you won't be Swiffering. You'll be interviewing. Well, would you be willing to do that, Jason?
Okay,
like record some of this stuff. We can play it on the podcast.
I will do my best. However, I have between now and tomorrow to figure it out. And as soon as we're done here, I'm going to Swiffer a few times, and then I'm going to go to sleep because the floor needs to be cleaned. And then I'm going to be up bright and early to head out on this mega trek. So if I can't get it figured out, also I'm super lazy. Also, I'll be alone. Now, I say that, but I have a remarkable memory, so I'm willing to talk to people, and then I'll come back to you guys and say, hey, I talked to the manager, turn on, and he said, hey, if you don't put that down, I'm going to call the police. And I said, don't you do that because I'm not even here.
And you didn't realize that you're actually talking to a cop.
Exactly.
And then he's on a horse. And then you say, F you, you S of a B. And then you punch his horse.
Hoping you'd say, yippee-ki-yay, mother effer.
This is still about cursing.
Well, it probably is going to be. You know what I love about censoring curse words is it brings more attention to the curse word than it does to keep one. Who listens to a, hey, mother effer going, I wonder what the F stands for? Mother financer? No, that wouldn't be a person who punches a horse. Who would punch a horse? Mother flowers? No, that's too nice. Who would punch a horse? Mother ferocious.
I like the way you say that. Like, who would punch a horse? That's bad grammar. Whores is plural. Punch some whores would be good. Punch a whores, that doesn't even make sense.
Not the whore.
Correctly.
I think that if you're in a position where you're punching whores, plural, then there's something that happened in your life, either that day or earlier in your career as a human being, that went wrong. Because you should not be punching whore. If you're punching a whore, now, I don't like to call them that, but for the sake of this conversation, I will. If you're punching a whore.
If you have fisticuffs with sex workers.
Yeah, and it might not be anything to do with their sex workerness or your fisticuffs. It could be just like, walk down the street, mind your own business. You're like, hey, can I interview you? And they're like, why are you going to interview? Are you going to pay me? No, I'm not going to pay you. This is just an interview for my podcast. What's a podcast? You never heard a podcast? What are you thinking? I'm stupid? No, I don't think you're stupid. I'm going to fight you. No, don't fight me. Did you ever punch a horse or could you? And then it just, one whore, fine. But if like you have like a
you say horse, it sounds like
no that
whore
that was whore.
Girl.
I said whore.
I can't help it.
I said whore. But if you have like nine whores around you, like a gang of whores, like they get up in the morning and they put on their makeup on their sparkly clothes, and they're like, yeah. "Hey, gang of whores, let's go find some random dude walking down the street and make him punch us all at the same time. How embarrassing for him that will be."
Oh my goodness. And every oh man, I almost cursed, but
too
I
much, too much.
Okay, so but you know what? No matter what you decide to do, Jason, I think it's great that you're doing this. It almost sounds like an impossible trek. Did you say like you said 24 miles?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Sorry, I suggested this interview. I just thought Jason would be the only one in the universe that could pull it off.
Well,
I'm with you.
That.
I appreciate and respect your saying that, Shags. And I think that if you were here with me, first I would interview you. And then I say, now you interview me. And boom, that's two down. And we haven't even left the house yet. Then we walk to a bar, interview each other again, except now we're drunker. So it's like two different people. Four interviews, mm-hmm, done. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bar three, bar four, five, six. We're at mile 24. We've done 24 interviews. We are effing exhausted, which means flowers. We're flowers exhausted.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What threw me off is that you said, I'm going to walk 24 miles from bar to bar.
That. You did say that.
Now, if I would have thought differently, I would have had a different response if you were like, well, I'm going to run, because you're an avid runner. And so I'm like, okay, that still seems a little bit dangerous too, where it's like, okay, I'm going to run from bar to bar for 24 miles. That's a I still can't make sense of this. You need to further explain this situation. I mean, that's serious. How long are you going to be drinking?
Well, okay, so it's
you're
about
be puking on yourself. By
no,
the
no,
end
no.
Of this
it's
thing.
it's about roughly 3 to 4 miles between bars. Okay, which is about an hour of walking ish. Okay, yeah. There's about
18 beers per bar.
No, one beer per bar or
oh,
so.
Oh, sorry.
And okay. Lunch at like one of the halfway points. And so that's about a beer. I'm going to be burning all the calories in every walk. Now, I've done this before. And if you stop
it's starting
moving,
to make more sense.
You stop moving, the alcohol can hit you. But that one was less long and I didn't get hammered. The second bar, I was walking a little unsteady. But by the time I got to the third one, I was okay again. You just drink a lot of water and you walk for an hour, and the whole time you go, you either listen to podcasts or listen to stoner rock, and, you know, Bob's your uncle.
That's great. Not this one. Not this podcast, but many others.
No, this one, yeah. I mean.
I'm just fucked.
I would love
see,
to.
I didn't finish that word. That was you F-U.
Um, I will listen to Quietly Judging You if it's out by tomorrow morning. Is that your chance of that?
No, probably not.
Okay.
No, really. Shags, where, did I where, say the whole word?
No,
close,
you said fuh. Fuh. He said
fuh. Fuh. Fuh.
Fuh.
Right. F-U. And I'm not pointing that at you, Jason. I'm just saying F-U.
Currently, we are not discussing that. So.
Okay. You guys have an Instagram account already, which is awesome.
We do. We're just trying to follow in your footsteps here and try and figure out what's the best thing that we can do to gain our audience.
Jax, can I say something real quick though?
Go for it.
In your favor. They did record an episode.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of really funny stuff on it. I heard a lot of it. But they're, you know, that was their first recording. They were, I feel like you girls were kind of a little hard on yourselves, and so you want to give it a couple more tries. They've got a bunch of ideas. Jason, you agree with me. They've got great chemistry, and it's going to work out, and they're going to put down another recording, and I think it's going to be great. We are huge advocates of this, aren't we, Jason?
Well, thank you. Well, thank you guys so much, and we're excited about it. Don't get us wrong. That's why we're so apprehensive about putting anything out there, because we're so number one, like, you know, most other people in the world, I won't just say women, we're nervous. We're indecisive. We're not sure if it's going to be, you know, recepted the way that we want it to. And we hope that we think we're funny, but do you think we're funny? We can't say beep.
Said it. Okay. What was the timestamp?
That was 31:50 ish.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Now look, we're still trying to figure out if we're funny, and this is episode 68. So
that's right. Here, now, let me.
I think you're funny. I think y'all are funny. But thank you. Thank you guys so much for lighting the torch for us and us being your brainchild. And we love you so much. And where's my girlfriend? Where is she not?
Actually, I wanted to explain to you what I normally do.
Like, hey, smoking. Shags, for she.
Yeah.
Shags?
Yeah.
What I normally do. What I normally do in the middle of a podcast is go pee.
Sorry, I just ran off.
Okay.
Sorry.
I normally announce it. It's probably okay. It would be a little bit of a stretch.
I dip out and then just come back.
No, I think that's better, because there should only be one announcing of a peeing per episode, and that's going to be right now. All right, have fun, guys.
No! Yeah, he did it.
Well,
I had a question for him.
Try to like quietly dip out and then come back in, like no one would notice, you know.
Well, this is what you came back to. Go on, Jason, tell her.
I was gonna ask him a question to give you guys an example, or maybe to inspire or support your drive. I was gonna ask him how many episodes would he have had us stop and restart, or would he have had us not do because of fear of, you know, ABC. XYZ or anything, and his answer is going to be more than zero. Yeah, his answer is going to be more than zero, and I'm here to tell you that my one contribution.
There it is.
Thank
you. There you are.
The thing. What I have given to the show is I don't accept start overs. It's like, no, I hit record. Yeah. I am not touching it. So I would like to suggest to you. You extremely talented people. And when I say that, I'm bragging, by the way, because I don't know chumps. I don't hang out with chumps. I don't like chumps. You know what?
Thanks a lot, man.
If you know me, then you know that I'm down with P, and P stands for prince and princesses. Okay, I'm sorry. I've had a lot to drink and no sleep. My point is this. I would encourage you to not stop. Just do it. Just go. Get it out there. You remember the very first time you ever – I'm going to talk about this on the next show. You remember the very first time you ever – no, I'll talk about that on the next show too. I'm trying to think of the first time.
Let me just say I'm on board with you, Jason. I agree with the we're not holding anything back. It's happened. It's come out. It's out there. you know, everyone's hearing it. That's what it is. You know?
That okay. sounded overtly we're not sexual editing. To me. I'm back.
What? Oh. Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I only heard the last part, and it was like, you know, it's out there.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
Hashtag me too.
Okay, well, just wait a minute here. Let me just resurface this whole situation. So Laura and I, okay, I just want to say, our first podcast episode, she bought flowers for the table. Like, wow. She actually put this positive energy out there for us, and right. we were
That's
like
the only thing
we
I
were
brought to the
we
table.
Were killing it. We were killing it. Here's what happened. We killed each other because we alcohol poisoned one another, and and by the time we wrapped it up and tried to listen to it again, mm-hmm. no one was coherent. And we agreed that no one could even, you know, that's the thing about being real. You're being real, but you're also being effing real. Like,
I guess that makes me backpedal on my last statement though, because if I were saying, you know, we're putting it all out there, then we would put that last recording out there. And I don't think anyone, and I mean anyone, should hear what happened.
So we're just trying to do the best that we can to engage you guys and hopefully want you to listen to us and not embarrass JBC by any means, let me say.
I'm really trying to think of how.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, please do. Yes.
All right. Look, first of all, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Quietly Judging You podcast.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, well, look, Jason and I have been through this before where, okay, it's party time when we're doing the podcast. And sometimes, you know, one or the other of us, usually me, is a little bit intoxicated. And sometimes the scale tips and you become not good
real fast.
But there's a fine line there. Would you agree with that, Jason? I want to hear you chime in a little bit.
No, would not. I would not agree with that. No. Not agreeing. So I'm going to make a really terrible analogy, but it's a clean show, so why not? Can you go seeking a mate purely off of smell? I mean, can you go and say, I'm going to go find somebody who smells like this?
100%.
Okay, now let me be clear.
100%.
You can say, I like tall guys, or I like women with blonde hair, or I like people with a certain body type.
Smell.
I don't know. Here's my point. I don't know that you can articulate what that smell is. You just know it when you smell it, right?
Pheromones. It's all about
pheromones. Agreed. I'm with you, Jason. Okay. Yes. I don't know if I'm with you, but I'm saying yes to that.
What I'm getting at is that one may not even be aware that one is looking for a particular smell, but or not looking for a particular smell, but hoping the smell is good in some way. And then when you find someone, you find that when you start to like being around them, then they start to smell good. You like their smell, even if they don't smell great, it's still their smell and you like it. And the thing about doing a podcast is you just need to start to stink so people can find your smell. That's what I'm getting at.
I was wondering if you're gonna tie this back.
Yeah,
I was like, you know,
Jason,
what Jason just wants
I love
to change
you.
The subject. You don't like it. He's changing it.
No, you got it.
You are
a wizard of the word.
There it is. All right, what's the timestamp?
That one is 38 minutes and 48 seconds. Hey, speaking of 20 minutes to go, we have some stuff to do too.
We got to pay for this.
Yeah. But I want the Quietly Judging You geniuses to have their say and at least be able to have the last word on this.
You mean on the smell thing?
I think it's
on the
out there.
No,
know?
I mean on the.
I think that, you know, the right type of people will come sniffing around.
Yeah,
I think that's why we're married. I think the smell was just right.
Yeah.
You if you're having fun, whether you post it for people to listen to or not, as long as you had a good time, then mission accomplished. It sounds like you did. So just keep on keeping on.
I think they should do what we did, Jason, which is we recorded our first, it was like a half hour episode, and we didn't give a beep.
I want to hear everybody do their best beep. Like, before we go do our ads, I want to hear everybody do, I didn't give a beep, and then you say your beep. So, Joe, is yours?
Can I go?
Yeah, please do.
I don't give a mother f***ing ass bitch suck my dick mother a***ing reason as to why I should care about this.
Wow, I meant, like, actually said the word beep, not something to be beeped, but, you know, that's good.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that.
Hey, Fags, every curse word that I heard from you was 5 minutes of my time.
Ladies and gentlemen, clean episode brought to you by Shay. Yeah.
Actually, that is such a wonderful introduction to the extra material we're going to do. So
somehow, Shags, check out this segue.
Let's now, do it.
All right. Are we going to do Larco first or words
sure.
from our sponsor?
We can do Larco. Let's Larco. Right, let's Larco it up in this business. I need to make a Larco intro song, you know, like.
I would love that.
Yeah, I got to come up with something. Because these guys work their buns off, these Larco guys. They work off their buns to write these ads. And this time they gave me a little soundy whoop, a little soundy do. So some sounds to play while I'm reading it. So let me see if I can make sure I've got the...
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah, where did it go? I had it all loaded up and now it's not here. I'm going to have to reload these things. There's yours, Joe. I have to redo some stuff. This is weird to me.
Hey, guys. Don't worry. We'll be back after these.
Maybe, Joe, you should go.
Messages will be right back.
Maybe you should go first, Joe. Yeah, because yours is on here, but mine isn't. You go first. Go.
You stink like a f***ing putrid, rotting, f***ing dead animal dipped in hog shit and then lit on fire. It's not your unwiped ass or your unwashed f***ing armpits fuming with cunt-smelling B.O. that are the worst of it. It's your f***ing head, you f***ing disgusting f***ing wildebeest. Understand this. You will never get any p***y, nor get your dick s***ed ever again. If you don't wash your oily, matted, nauseating f***ing hair, like right f***ing now. Dandruff is wafting off your goddamn scalp like your head is a snowblower. Jesus Christ, dude. What you need is an extra strength 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner that controls flaking. That's right. You need f***ing Pert Plus, a**hole. If you haven't used Pert Plus, then you don't f***ing know shit about shampoo, motherfucker. Listen, c***er. All you need to do is lather a drop of this shit into your f***ed up rat nest looking f***ing mop. And you'll be like, holy f***ing shit. Pert Plus. Oh my f***ing God. It's like f***ing motherfucker. Wow.
Yes.
Clean episode, ladies and gentlemen.
That makes me
want to. Ladies and gentlemen, that is her husband.
That was. Who wrote that? Did Pert send you that, Joe, or did they ask you to write
Clark
it for
them? Marketing Solutions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Clark Marketing Solutions
Clark
wrote that.
Marketing Solutions. Well, I
read
think...
it myself. I mean, you can recognize my voice.
Yeah,
clearly,
yeah.
But
well,
they sent it to you.
Speaking of voices, you're about to hear mine some more because Larco sent me an ad, and I think you'll find it is simpatico, Joe, with your Pert Plus ad. Are you ready for it?
F you, Jason.
F you, Joey. Okay, here we go. Has this ever happened to you? You're driving down the highway minding your own gosh darned business when all of a sudden some jackanape starts hollering, cursing like a sailor, just because you chose to change lanes without using your blinker. Changing lanes without a blinker is what we call freedom of expression, you foul-mouthed nincompoop. Welcome to America. Of course, freedom of expression means freedom from expression as well. Why should you have to listen to the filth, flarn, filth pouring out of that ne'er-do-well's pie hole, like spoiled cream of chicken soup bursting from a dented tin can? If only there was a way to bleep out those dad-gum expletives, the way they do when you watch movies on television with your wife or with your mother. Well, guess what? There is. Introducing the auto sensor from Larco. Give us a call and we'll mail you a coupon. Just fill it in with your name, address, and the make and model of your car, and we'll drop by and pick it up. A few weeks later, we'll return your vehicle to you with the auto sensor expertly installed. It works through your radio speakers. Let's give it a try.
Hey, you motherfucking piece of shit, dirtbag asshole, son of a bitch, go eat a bag of rotten shit, face fucking your ass, shit, brain, son of a whole bag, dude, also, where'd you learn to drive, your mother's vagina, walking pile of garbage? I'm gonna put my foot so far up your fucking ass, I'll have to take us both to the hospital. You hear me, you dick? No bumps, having probably ate your grandma's pussy for breakfast, and I bet you're wearing face mother
cop. This is LA, for sure.
Oh, absolutely 405.
Now, what did he say? I'm not sure. And thanks to the handgun I keep in my glove box, I don't need to know. And neither do you with the auto sensor by Larco. Every drive is a slow and easy Sunday drive when you can relax, listen to some Doris Day, and ignore the twerps making fools of themselves with all that potty talk. So give us a call and get yourself an auto sensor today. And if you act now, we'll upgrade your auto sensor to the deluxe model, which includes the ability to turn the sound of honking horns into the gentle gasps of a lovely lady in the throes of ecstasy.
Hey! Light's green, asshole!
It feels so good. Totally relatable. Totally relatable. Absolutely.
Much
that's exactly what
better.
It is. Exactly. For sure.
That's gonna
for
cause
sure.
Some accidents.
Think I'll go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Actually, that was part that's of the ad. Think I'll go smoke a cigarette was the end of the act, so yeah.
Thank God I opened for you this evening. Thank God.
That was good times.
No.
I like it when we're simpatico.
We driving into traffic on purpose for that one right there.
Obviously.
Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that I had to Swiffer before and after. I made that ad, but
okay, that was real dumb.
You two are two of the funniest mother effers I've ever heard in this holy shirt lifetime.
Holy shirt. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
This has happened before, and I was a little bit worried about it. Sometimes when we have a theme, especially if it's a new one,
yeah,
we'll come up with pretty much the same idea.
Yeah.
And that's what happened this time.
Of course, yeah.
We don't need to go into it, but oh, man. That was really good. Oh, my God. And I was really proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too. I was
let's just both pat each other on the back and stroke each other's D's. Because
Swiffers.
Let's swift each other.
Swiffer sweepers.
Nice clean.
Yeah, get them clean. Get them shiny.
Yep.
Yeah. So... We're come on, what
nice sound effect. I love that.
Thank you so much.
All right, you know, so this is how much we're on the same page, Joe. I didn't have time when Larco sent that to me and said, can you gussy this up? Is it okay? I wanted to not just have them give me the model with the beep. So they have another model where instead of going beep, it goes like boing and whoop and you know, that kind of thing. It adds funny sounds.
That wasn't good.
Yeah.
What about
can I get a timestamp on that just so I can isolate those noises? Yeah. Whoa, there it is. The fifth curse word. That was the fifth curse word.
Minute 51 or so. But I just didn't have time to do that. So I went with their staple model. But Joe, you said when you go back and do this show, you're going to put in funny noises. So, see, we are on the same page. Thank a lot
you.
Of things.
Oh, and this is good, and it's meta because, you know, we have to do – meta is one of the, you know, ongoing themes. Mm-hmm. So
it's
know,
our
we
meta
have to
theme.
Stick to that all the time. Music, yeah. Meta, horror, whatever.
Yeah.
this has been actually an exceptionally meta episode.
Yes.
Because
can I say
not
something?
Capable of doing
Please
a
do.
Real clean episode.
We have when, to like when go I found out about your app, your podcast, I extensively researched it. And Joe, you know this, and Jason, you know this too. I listened to a plethora of episodes, as many as I could, before you asked me to be a guest. Just so
I appreciate
knew,
that, by the way.
Just so I beeping knew what the hell y'all were talking about. Meta is yours.
Yeah.
It
Thank
is,
you for that.
It is yours. And I want you guys to take that home.
Well,
I think
you know
should.
What? I think we recognize
think
that. Of all podcasts,
should.
We do the meta thing.
I agree.
I'm not going to say better. I think just we're the only one that does it.
It must. It,
so, of course, we're the best.
Something must be said. So, I'm just going to say it. Real recognized.
Oh,
real.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, shit. I mean, fuck. Oh, God.
All right. Now, remember. Remember, Shags. Every time you do this, now I feel like, oh, I don't feel like you're doing it on purpose. Almost did it. See that?
Yeah.
I don't want another
I saw it in
5 minutes.
Space, ladies
Listen.
And gentlemen, the F word was just, it was, his lips were formulating the F word. It was about to come out. Turning the fucking Roger Rabbit.
Well, my face became red. Yeah.
You guys, I'm sorry. My kid's FaceTiming me right now.
No.
I know.
Your children.
I
yeah,
know.
No, hey.
I'm sorry.
Should I
answer it?
Yeah,
I'm,
sure, absolutely.
Like,
I would
have. Thing if I
wait,
don't.
Wait, does that mean that you're
I don't think
gonna
she
be
can...
on this podcast?
Well,
it's
she
a,
might
a,
be.
Clean,
Hold
it's
on,
a clean podcast. It's clean podcast.
Oh, she hung up. She hung up. She hung up.
All right, so
we saved her. We saved her.
Jason, what minute are we at? It's very difficult because we've had like 3 different Skype calls.
Yeah,
I know.
We are at
Audacity. Keeps it. Audacity keeps it. Well, where are we at?
Minute 54 and 15 seconds. So plenty of time. You could tell the story, Joe. Can you tell us the story of the first time you said something really clean? I don't know.
Has that
asking.
Ever happened,
no.
period?
No.
Things that make you go,
Right, how about one for...
Can we do, because we're almost at the hour.
Yeah.
Last episode, we did a live argument for cancellation, which
okay.
we've never done before.
Yeah,
it was the video game episode last time, and I was afraid. In fact, I didn't listen to the episode for maybe a whole week, which is weird for me because I like to listen to it right away. I was like, "This is really what I thought." I was like, "That was so stupid that I don't know if I can handle the embarrassment. It's on the internet. Oh my God.
That's
now,
amazing.
Jason's always delighted, even if it's a, I mean, we've had 68 episodes and Jason's always like, oh, wow, that was fun.
It's
and I'm
going
like,
out.
But I'm like, Jason, did you listen to it? He was like, no, and I never will. And it's so great.
Wait,
my life is so wonderful.
Jason, have you listened to any episode ever?
The most I've listened to an episode is when Larko asks me to record something in advance and I have to listen to myself for 15 hours straight. That's
and
it.
When I do
15 hours straight.
That's
is that
impressive.
Real time or is that how it felt in your soul?
That was it was how it felt in my soul. Yeah. No, actually it was about 20 minutes, but it felt like 15 years. Yeah.
Just a little tinkle.
Well, and here we go with meta again. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the meta episode. And this is for our listener, Ian. Actually, Ian gave up a long time ago.
Sorry, Ian.
I just want to say, when it comes to an argument for cancellation, this might be a little bit meta. I think we should do it right now and just get it over with.
Okay.
It's going to be another live one. It's going to be performed live. I'm sure that it will be compelling when it comes to evidence to just canceling this bleeping show immediately.
Okay.
Oh.
Jason.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this, the cleanest of cleanest, which rhymes with something called penis, edition of Arguments for Cancellation. I'm going to do what's called a obscenitizing of songs this time. It will speak for itself. When, by the end of this mess, you will be like, oh, if that's representative of this podcast, certainly this podcast needs to be destroyed. That's it. There will be no other recourse, if that's the right word.
It is.
Thank you, Jason. Anyway, so what I've done before is obscenitize songs, where I take lyrics from songs, I make them dirty, and then every time I've done it, I've been deeply ashamed, and then I present that as an argument for cancellation. Well, this time, I found that if you take gangster rap songs and then, you know, take out all of the obscene lyrics and replace them, and then just change the format and the presentation a little bit so it's a little bit more amenable to a delicate sensibility.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring kind of a theatrical kind of sensibility to this.
Okay.
To each of these gangster rap songs.
Yeah.
And if there's a curse word or something that might be a little bit offensive, I'm going to switch it out with something else. We're going to start with a song called It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Stop. No.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to do was start with light, go to medium, and then go to extra large.
This is light?
Does it start like, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp? Okay, sorry. No.
Yes, that is how it starts.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Again, the way that it's presented in the original song is a little bit hard edge. I want to soften it a little bit. Envision me holding a skull and looking at the skull.
Okay.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp. When he trying to get the money for the rent. For the Cadillac's gas money spent. Because a whole lot of wenches talk and spit. Okay.
That was...
No, wait. No, it's not over.
Okay.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. You ain't no ninja.
Oh, God.
You ain't no ninja. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that's...
I can't breathe. This is... I wish you could see my cheeks right now. This is legit.
That's
major.
My sixth entry. Now, that's light.
Oh, my God, I was psychic. You know, I was hard out here for a pimp.
As if it's like pizzas. So, like, that was small. Now we're going to go to medium.
Correct. Large it. That's
a yeah. Well, this is a song called Forgot About Dre.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hating on most by these ninjas with no cheese. No deals, no G's, no wheels, and no keys.
Oh my
God. No boats, no snowmobiles, and no skis. Mad at me because I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries.
Oh shit.
Easy E's, Ice Cube's, DOC's, and Snoop D-O-double-G's. And the group that says rubber bump the police.
Wow, you just touched on hip hop history. Like, I mean, do you know that? I'm dead.
With the skull, the skull in the hand. Like
I just died. I don't know. Yeah, it's a very, very. It's actually Machiavellian. It's actually.
I'm seeing
pantaloons.
Mm-hmm. Some tight
pantaloons. Yeah.
Rock them pantaloons.
So we did small, we did medium, and now we're going to go large.
Okay.
Extra large, right here.
And this is a song by Too Short.
Soft crust.
Soft crust
queen.
Here we go. Kissing on that wench. She sucked everybody's dench. That's not even a real word. Don't get mad. You knew the witch had flaws. Riding in the bins, winch. Hanging out my drawers. Now why she give me head? I spit the game like a pimp while I'm riding chrome.
Absolutely stunning.
Winch! 11 albums and I'm still the shiz. You know what I'm saying? Brother truckin' business. Get up out of the madness. Ninjas!
Okay, that's it. That's all I can take.
You guys, Too Short was the shit.
He was.
He was a mastermind. Loved him. Joe, you did it. You did it right tonight.
This
may have been the clean episode, but you were thug life the whole episode.
You were,
and I appreciate that. As a person, I have to say I loved it, and it was my cup of tea.
It worked.
It totally worked. And can I just say something now that this show's over? Can do that again. Fuck that.
Yeah.
That.
Some bull.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not. That means you have to go and bleep this whole thing out. Well,
you guys, just because
this is a motherfucking show. Oh.
Don't get mad. You knew the bitch had flaws.
You fair-weathered hoe.
Go up and go down.
Wow.
Because I ain't no that act like a clown.
Witch is up, dangling down.
Actually, I just wrote that whole part myself. And this is a huge problem. Jason, send me the audio so I can just sift through this.
Really? You don't want me to just post it up?
No.
You want all the, like, Roger Rabbit sound effects in there, right?
I don't know, but I'm going to go, like, heat up a pizza, you guys. I love you.
Small, medium, or large, Hex?
Yeah, get a large. Stuffed crust.
I'm large Marge, and I'm in charge.
Stuff that crust.
Nice, Jason.
Stuff that muffin.
I...
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Jason, are you really
Enjoy
thinking
your
about...
Alone time.
I thank you.
Time, honey.
Thank you. Enjoy your pizza. I am. I'll report back to y'all when it's all said and done. Done and said.
Dankeschön. I'm actually saying goodbye to all of you. I love you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Amigos and amigas.
Can I check?
JBC, motherfucker.
And a QJY.
Filth! Lord, filth! leanest and meanest. I call it the cleanest.